and cuts that hat on the damn grass. It's they're back and when they used to, we missed the good years, like the 60s and the 70s. We could have been down south. We would have been a youth. You just want to go to see the battle of the two marching bands. Forget the football game. Okay? Now this boy from Ohio, this guy from Ohio State, starts serving swag sandwiches. They don't know I'm watching football.
Right. Okay, well, to the audience that don't know what a swag sandwich is, can you tell
them? In other words, she's kissing the motherfucker's ass, okay?
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So I got to be so on to the point. If you don't know what swagging is, you need to have your ass whipped anyway. Or you've been swagging and don't know it.
Yeah.
Wondering why when you walk down the street, your booty whistle. Look.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, right? If you don't know what a swag sandwich is, you've been doing it and don't know it. Yeah. And you like it.
Yeah.
Okay? All right? Now, I love music. I love marching bands. I hate, as a matter of fact, I really hate modern day college football because you don't get to see the, when I come up in the 60s and the 70s, halftime was the battle of the two college bands. Right, now, because there's so much money in it,
yeah,
right?
They want to do commercials. Yeah. They ain't got no time to show no
money. Like, yeah, they trying to. Relax, woman. I said, look, come on. Anyway, so now I'm really hot anyway. Okay, from the get-go.
Okay.
So thank God for Griot. Because Griot, they show the black marching band. So now I'm wound back up again. Okay, I'm watching Griot. Forget the white folks.
What is Griot?
Griot is one. It's a new black station. It's on over the air. It's, I think it's six. Let's hold up a second. I'm gonna change my channel. I'll tell you right now. It's a black station, and since they ran out of all the good word names, so they had to check. Okay. They had to change it. They had to take what they can get. Hold on for a second.
I never heard of it.
Oh yeah, I know, cause you got cable. You ain't never heard of a whole lot of situation because you got cable. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Griot is part of the Channel 29 family.
Okay.
It's 29-3. Yeah, Fox. It's 29-3.
Okay.
But it's all black.
Oh, okay. I might look that up. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's if you really want to get into what black folks really say, you got to watch Griot.
Okay,
and not BET.
No BET no more.
No, BET. You might be watching CNN or something. They going along with the program. Okay, watch it, and see the difference. Make your own decision. But that's the way I look at it. I've never watched BET.
Okay.
Okay. And now,
what it is again?
It's Griot. GRO. It's channel. It's 29-3. If you don't have cable.
Griot.
I mean, if you don't, G-R-I-O. G-R-I-O,
yeah. Okay,
G-R-I-O. I might be pronouncing it wrong, because I pronounce stuff the way I see it.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, but hey, I'm going to look it up. G-R-I-O.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's good, yeah. Especially during football season, because we're coming to that point. This past when it was raining, wherever it was at, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know me, I figure the halftime was going to be canceled. Mind you, this is a downpour, okay?
Damn.
Both marching bands marched onto the field and did their show like it was a sunshiny day. Now, the reason I'm bringing this part up because these black marching bands put the big girls in it. They put the big girls up front.
Okay, now who's the big girls?
Because we live in a PLO, a political correct society. They're the fat girls.
Okay.
Right? What's that girl that just got in trouble? Lizzie, what's that?
Lizzie.
Yeah, they the real, they Lizzie, for real. Just like, I didn't know that Lizzie could play the flute. That means she went to a black school and she played an instrument. See, what folks don't know, when you go to a black school, you're going to do two things. You're going to have an elective and you're going to be in the marching band. You're not going to be sitting. Your free time is well spent. Okay? All right? Okay, that's why you hear a lot of football players say they ain't played football since they got to college, because that's the way it is. You're not walking on our campus and think you ain't gonna participate.
Okay.
That's how it is now, all right? That's why they mad, and that's the other reason why they mad with these white schools, because they're participating in something that they believe in. That's called participation, okay? Right. That's why I like what went on. I don't care why. Okay, what's your side of the story? But if you were the protest of what you believe in, remember, I was raised during the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Keep Your Eyes on the Prize.
Wasn't that a movie with Sidney Poitier in it or something?
No, I don't know. If it was, I don't know. I watch documentaries. I don't watch movies. This is a documentary, right, on the civil rights movement. They show all the kids getting washed in the school by the military. They showed all that. But the most important thing they show and Keep Your Eyes on the Prize is when them kids get hosed with them fire hoses and they got them German Shepherds sicked on them. Now, why would you do that to them? That's why they have. That's what got the civil rights movement signed. Because after the world saw that, and we sit around talking, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. Look what you're doing to the black folks down south. You sicking dogs on elementary school kids that's protesting because they want the dude to have something go right for themselves. Oh, you kidding me? You better sign or the whole world going to rip your ass up. So anyway, right, now, back to the big girl.
Wait a minute. You can't go out there woods that fast. So you saying that they were sicking German Shepherds?
Yeah, Shepherds on elementary school kids. Google it. Google it.
All right, no, I'm just making sure because I got audience.
You got it right. Yeah. Elementary.
I just want to make sure the audience, no matter how old.
This is the 60s. Just doing the civil rights movement. They also show Senator John Lewis, the guy that just died, when he goes over the Selma Bridge. And if you ever seen Senator Lewis look the same way that he did when he got separated now. He has a bush back then. That was the dawning of the bush. We just started wearing bushes in the middle of the 60s. Because you get to see all that. That's why these kids, that's why they want to teach them, what is it, critical race theory? Because I Googled it. Critical race theory is what I just told you. Mm-hmm. And since they got these kids on that new drug called the phone, okay, they don't have to be worried about it.
So it's a new drug called the phone?
That's the new drug. Yeah, right. Don't you know somebody figured out every 92 seconds, a person looks at their phone. That's how much of an addictive drug it is.
Mm.
Okay, and when I found out, I tested it. I started walking around buildings looking. You know what I mean? You know how you carefully walk down the hallway when you're working,
mm-hmm.
and see who pick out their phone and look at it. And when you go on the bus today, everybody got their head down. You need to get your head down and start praying because the world about to come to the end. The board told it today. Because the weather, the scientists know that the sun is going to do what it's going to do. So they're watching out for it because, right, once the electric, once the right one comes through here,
mm-hmm.
electric power is going down. You know how this country, I don't care how many generators you got, you ain't going to be able to get no gas. You ain't going to be able to get no propane. Okay? Right. You dummy.
Okay.
That's what you should be stocking up on.
Propane.
If your generation run on propane, you should be stocking up on propane.
Okay.
Okay.
They're
not gonna let you stock up on gas, but they will let you stock up on propane for the simple reason I got a grill that needs propane.
Yeah, true.
Okay. All right, okay. Now.
Smart.
Okay. All right, let's go. But then we'll see. Ain't nobody. Yeah, I'm watching this coming out. And another thing, y'all let me know if they release that movie Twister, all right?
Twister, yes, we will.
If they release that movie, y'all make sure I find out, because I'm taking them to court. For the simple reason, you're going to put out a movie where the last 2 weeks, matter of fact, I'm going to send it to you tonight when I get off the phone, and because I saw the first Twister last Friday, when it first developed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then since the last Friday, 2 weeks later, it just calmed down now. Okay? Mm-hmm. People getting their stuff ripped up, water raining, tornadoes, high wind. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. And you're gonna release a movie called Twister? Mm-hmm. And like the woman, like I said the other day, right? Mm-hmm. How the hell? Because to show how what kind of country you live in, some people ain't even stop the next day. All them people out there help look for whatever they're trying to get themselves to. Because this government is sorry. Still, them two nutheads, the president, and it's just his cohort, the vice president, going to see what they can do for them people. They're going to see what they can do for them people. They trying to drum up votes. And these people down here getting their stuff, got their stuff ripped the fuck up. And what people don't understand, right, this year, it was more tornadoes at night. Imagine having to sit up all night hoping you don't get caught up in that crap.
I mean, but see, the thing with that is, down south is predominantly is the place where the tornadoes.
But see, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. It didn't. This year's the first year that Michigan State got hit with a tornado. Okay, this is my point. It wasn't in Tornado Alley. That's what I'm trying to get over to your head. If you go back and look at what the severe weather for the last 2 weeks. You see that from Tornado Alley all the way up to Charlotte, North Carolina, was getting their ass ripped out. See, strong wind, and the house.
That's the sign to show that the end of the time, the end of the world.
Absolutely. Why you think the Book of Enoch is not in the Bible? Because the Book of Enoch is about now. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's about now. He tells about Jesus. He tells about all that stuff. But he also tells Noah, look, what they told Enoch, said, look, bro, what we about to tell you is not for now, for people in the future, okay? So when Enoch tells, that's how come Noah knew about the flood.
Did he really say, look, bro, like future?
Yeah, look, brother.
Oh, okay.
You said talk to him so he can understand. What you want me to do?
No, you're right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, you said I got to talk to him like you understand.
I know. I just didn't know they talked like that back then. That's all.
They didn't. That's why my mother don't like reading stuff out the Bible. Because it's too much vibe. They, these, that. But that's the language they spoke to. I can recite stuff in like it come out the Bible. But I don't. I'm talking to y'all in layman's terms. Oh, simplify okay. It, okay? It's called layman's term.
Okay. Thou shall and all that stuff.
But yeah, my mom can't stand that. She pious. and she a pious, she know all that stuff. But she hates reading it.
Yeah, it is a rough read sometimes.
No, it's not. You just got to do like I do. How they talk back then. I don't know how to talk like they do. Because if you mess with me, if I read enough of it, I start talking to you like that.
Really?
There's no rule saying I have to talk like I talk. We talk like this, and we write like this, because it's called the King's English. Okay? It's called the King's English. Mm-hmm. That's why you be talking about potato and potato. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Tomato.
All right? Yeah. That's what that's about. And our English, it's a bastard's language. Case in point.
It's a who?
Case in point. That our language is a bastard language. Means it don't have no parents. Mm. The word vender is from the word vending, which is Spanish, which means to sell. The word solo, which is Spanish, which means only. Agua means water, which y'all we call blue. Rouge, which they call red, is French. Okay? Xavier. It's where it's supposed to be pronounced Javier. Bellevue Street over there, probably pronounced Bouvier. Okay? That's just some of the easy ones that y'all see all every day.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And the word buffet is probably pronounced buffet.
Oh, buffet.
Yeah, buffet, because we have a bastard's language. The way you, when you see C-O-L-O-U-R, color, mm-hmm. That's the way it's supposed to be spelled, and that's the way it's supposed to be pronounced. Color, not color. You say color. Oh, I got me a color TV. Okay. No, his word is color, brother. And this is what he liquor. Are you kidding me? And he wondered why I walk, why I'm agitated all the time. That's why I'm so glad it's summertime. I'm take my bike, take a long ride, because I need it.
So how do
you... Oh, back to the big girl.
Okay.
Man, it's raining hard. And the big girl's down front, and they ain't miss a beat. Mind you, the field is muddy. They ain't miss a beat. Ain't nobody crying. What's nobody complaining? When is these over there getting it in? That's what I'm talking about. All right. Now, back to the black school. I'm serious. This is going to stop this year. Much as I hate being on, much as I got off my Facebook, because it's gotten boring. Okay? So you know that's boring if I got off it. Boy, I love women.
Yeah,
anyway. You so, well, anyway, right? So, I'm on, because he has it's called X now, right? The Twitter's called X now. He has an X account. Soon as he said, I'm going to tear his ass. I'm going to get right on. I'm going to show him how to get on that. I'm going to rip him a new asshole because you're wrong. Mm. You are definitely wrong.
And why do you say they wrong?
Because they do what white people always do. Always taking somebody else's thing and not researching. Thinking that people ain't paying attention. No. There's always someone paying attention. Just don't want to be bothered. But now that I'm 67, And I got what I need. I got what I want. It's all best of all. I'm going to tear your ass up, Jack.
Okay.
Because, see, you're wrong.
Okay, they are wrong.
Doubly wrong. Yeah, you doubly wrong.
Okay.
Oh, my God, I can't wait. All right, what's the next thing?
Yes, what's the next one?
Okay, well, let's talk about that man in Kentucky that was drunk.
That's bad.
The Kentucky driver hands over a bag of mint and football pills and $30,000 when the cops ask him for his ID.
That's smart. He's caught. That's what he's supposed to do. Because he's going to ask, because he's going to see him that he's high. That's what he's supposed to do. You caught. Give it to him. Because that's going to go. That's because when they lock him up, when it goes to the DA, he said, well, at least he did give us the drugs.
Yeah.
And if he's smart, he's going to, and a person like that is going to plead out.
Yeah.
Just tell us where you got it from. He's going to do that. Are you kidding me? That's a smart move.
Yeah.
That's a smart move, man. Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a damn right. You got me here. Take the shit. Take me one down. Let me plead out. Because if you watch enough of these police stories, that's what they want you to do.
Yeah.
They want you to tell where you got it from.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you got...
They always want you to tell them where you got it from.
Yeah, you got me. I'm caught. Mm-hmm. You pulled me over, so I'm gonna give you your stuff, and that's going to be the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you see there's no resisting arrest and all that old kind of shit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And since you know these down there hard on fentanyl anyway, so let's give it up and tell you where you got it from. That's all.
Yeah.
And then if you really going to tell some shit, get in the witness protection zone and disappear.
That's true.
Yep, that shit. It's all kinds of ways to beat the system, except being a dumb motherfucker running. Oh, man, here they come. Come on, man, you ain't going nowhere. You on I-95, man. These folks using drones and all this other kind of stuff. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, another thing I wanted to bring to the attention of the audience. I looked at the other day. They said that since 2017, they have 500 new police cameras all over the city of Philadelphia, and they're going to start using them in their narcotic arrests now. I didn't know that you can lock somebody up off a video. I thought they would have had to catch the person.
The thing is called hearsay. Getting you on the camera is not hearsay.
Nah,
we see you.
Yeah.
He ain't make that up. Ain't
but
that you?
They don't know what I'm doing. They see me get the money and see me.
That's right. Stuff. That's right. That's how you do it. You don't know what I did, but if you can prove that I got some dope, then that's something different. I'm allowed to shake your hand. It ain't against the law.
Yeah. But they gonna. They're gonna start using them in a lot of all their narcotics.
Let me tell you something. Let me let y'all in on a little secret.
Okay.
Chicago and London has the most cameras in the world.
Damn.
since way back in the 80s.
Damn, Chicago got a lot of killing that's still going on, though. For
well, well, see, time. Look. You can't stop nobody when they get mad and want to shoot somebody. Okay, what's up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. And the part of, and the way Chicago look, it's too tight anyway. Everybody's on top of each other. All the scenes I've seen in Chicago.
When I was in Chicago, they got 10 blocks on Martin Luther King Boulevard of projects. There's too many damn projects.
See, that's my, there you go. That's my point right there.
And they said the Chicago Housing Authority don't go in there. So, look, they police.
Right, well, see, so what's going to happen? And see, that's another thing. That's a crock of shit, too.
And they got a lot of gangs, too, in Chicago.
Yeah, I know that. Oh, okay. They got a lot of gangs because long as black people killing black, like when I was coming up, as long as black people is killing black people, they don't care. Okay, just,
No, I ain't saying I'm listening.
Oh, as long as black people killing black people, they don't care. Why you think they're getting them off in Kensington and Allegheny? Because it's white folks. It's white folks down in Screstor, and there ain't nothing worse than a dirty white person. That's why they call them dirty white trash.
Okay.
We've been oppressed for so long until we look good dirty trash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. But that's how it goes.
They don't look good trashy though.
No, are you kidding me? That's the worst thing on the planet. Dirty white man. Good. Go mugger. Talking about, where's the commercial?
You said
I got it. Yeah, this is a commercial, right? Because you're somewhere you don't belong. Okay? You're somewhere you don't belong. They call it crow feet up by your eyes.
Yeah.
Because you don't supposed to be here.
Good Google mugger, huh?
You got all kinds. You got crepey skin.
Ooh.
You stink so, huh? Nice. White people.
Yeah.
You got crepey skin because you ain't supposed to be here, dummy. Okay? You ain't supposed to be here. And then this is my favorite one, right? They stink so bad to that GYBON woman come out with that commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them you can because they stink.
Oh yeah, you can put.
You stink, damn it! If you got the look.
That loony, by whole body deodorant.
Yeah, yeah. Come listen, bro. Let me tell y'all something about how bad they stink. I wash right, and I walk around with no underwear on, right, and I don't stink. Okay, I can run around and play basketball and be sweaty and don't stink.
Okay.
I don't put rules on how this. That's what I'll ask for, cause you're not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
You ain't supposed to be here, and you stinking.
Oh, you stinking. They stink.
Yeah, and this is the commercial that got past everybody, but they took it off. When I was a kid, right? This is our first commercial. When I was a kid, the commercial went, make everything smell good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're sitting on a yoga mat, and they pull their legs up. See everything, but the reason they took it off because back when I was going to tell you what's wrong with the peach, what's wrong with the peach, they got further all over. And when they did, and she set the peach, and she grabbed the peach, that you know the ridge that the peach has, and she rubbed the finger on it. That's why she got this other new question. Another one, they stink. Remember that commercial? Where Julie Andrews is running across the field, and she says something, I feel da da da. And right, the guy would say, are you morning fresh? Are you kidding me? Shit, stuff like that don't get by me. That's why he took that one off, because that was a bit much.
Oh, okay.
See, in other words, she's running across the field, not because she hear the sound of music, because she's morning fresh. When you use Massengale, you want to run across the field like Julie Andrews. People don't put shit together.
What's Massengale?
Massengale is a douche, brother. How you got a woman don't know what a Massengale is? Y'all been sharing. You should have seen him get you when you get it.
Massengale. It was Summer's Eve, not no Massengale.
Well, it doesn't matter. Okay, it was Summer Eve, Massengale, but the same point. So, they are douches.
So Massengale is a douche?
Yeah, it's a douche too.
Come here, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what Massengale is?
No,
Max, what is it?
No, no, wait. Max and Gil. No, you know? No. Max and Gil. Go ahead, say it.
It's a douche.
It's a douche, but that was before Summer Eve, because I asked him, I said, what the
hell? What's that? I never said, look. It doesn't matter which one.
'60s or '50s.
It doesn't matter.
I mean,
which one it is?
I didn't even. I never heard. I heard a commercial, but I never.
Because I come up before Summer Eve got popular. As you remember, I come up during the summer, during the '70s.
That's like one thing about mom and them told me that a douche bag was a hot water bottle. I thought it was.
Yeah, but that's a lie. Yeah, that's bad psychology.
It's a big lie.
That's bad psychology. It's not a hot water bottle. They use it for a hot water bottle. That's the biggest lie I've ever been told. No. Oh, go get me my hot water bottle. Why your hot water bottle got this long thing on it with plastic holes on it, okay? Okay, what she should have said, was now that I don't have a pen no more, we're going to use it for hot water bottle. Okay, that's what she should have said, was what they should have said. No, brother, my grandma used to hang up, it hung up till her period was off. Well, she stopped having a period. That's how I caught on to it. And then I'm swapping up, if it got a hose that long, and with holes in it, a long hose with holes on it, it's got to be to flush your ass out, because my people ain't dirty. That's common sense. And it hung up in the bathroom. Come on. Shit, it's a lot to say that, man. That's why I'm going to write a book about bad psychology, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because bad psychology and what's going on now in the world. Oh, I'm going to leave y'all with this one thing. My advice to y'all is to do this. Get ready for the last days. Because the guys, see, this month, we got hit with a solar flare, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the solar flare is the world borealis. And so, he told, and like he said, like I've always said, it hits the northern parts of the country, right? I mean, it's only supposed to be seen in the north, the far north, like all the way up in Alaska, North Pole, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Right. Now, yesterday, what they won't tell nobody is that two, because NASA, matter of fact, I seen the picture of the actual satellite that does this work when I get off the phone call, of the actual satellite.
Okay.
And the satellite is designed to watch the sun. Why, you know when it explodes, those are solar flares.
Yeah, solar
flares. But every 11 years, it goes on steroids.
Ooh,
so this year, two of the dark black dark spots on the sun come together as one.
Uh-oh.
Lag, okay? Mm-hmm. Uh-oh is right. Because he told us today how the Earth fights it back. All I'm going to say, when one color, the darker colors like the blues and the purples, that's the nitrogen in our air, in the air getting radiated. But the green is the one we have to be concerned about, because the green is the protons. When you see the green aurora, that's the Earth shooting out protons to fight it back. Okay. Mm-hmm. The reason they won't open up that can of worms, because when you open up that can of worms, you got to tell the truth out there that the ozone is really failing. And it really is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way he told it. See, that's how you tell stuff. If you guys see, that's why I pay attention. That's why I'm into science. And then this is the clincher. But most people don't know, we get most of our oxygen on this planet from the Amazon, where they're doing all that tree cutting, okay? And NASA has a satellite that reads that. You can go on NASA, right, and texting, I want to see when the Amazon forest releases the oxygen into the air, and you can see it, okay? And as we all know, they cut down all that wood, chasing all the Indians off their land, the world is coming to an end. I mean, I'm not going to, because, you know, trying to get nobody scared, but you need to pay attention. You need to pay attention. That's why I tell people, right, Sunday morning, that's why people lying on Sunday. Because all they doing is going along with the talking points. Talking points. Here's the oldest talking. This is the This is the most used talking point, and I'm going to get off. In 1990, I got my first social security statement. We all know that they're saying that Social Security is going up. All right, now back to 1990, I got my first Social Security statement. It said 62, 66 and 7 years, it was 66 and 7 months, mm-hmm. and seven. So it went up in the 90s. Okay, and you keep telling us that it's going, but you already raised it. That's why when I saw that, that's why I said I'm early now at 62. Hey, I'm not working to you 70 for nobody. If I work for 70, I'm working for me. Okay? Yeah. I'm working like I'm working now, but I feel like it. Okay. As long as you keep kicking that can down the road, my business paid.
Right.
I ain't got no baby kids.
So
no, just back,
you
every...
back in the day was 62 years old?
No, no. It's that they tell you when you're gonna. Okay, this is the original thing was 65.
Yeah, I heard it was
okay.
65.
All right, now just
where they get that number from, though?
That's the number they started with because they dealt with the people at that time in the 40s. That's the one thing they met with Roosevelt about, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, because he started Social Security and Medicare. But they learned how to manipulate it to get their money. The reason that we're having problems with that because both sides of the aisle been taking 30-year Treasury notes from the Treasury. The Treasury needs their money back. So since they don't want to get their money back, but they will send billions of dollars out the country.
Yeah, I see.
But when it comes to us, fuck us. Right?
Yeah.
As anyone in a while, I'm asking you, I wish a white person would say something stupid to me. I'll bust them outside their fucking head. Tired of them with that bullshit. Mm. I'm serious. Because like I said, the things you should be doing, you ain't doing. Now back to that, right? I got my statement, 62. It says 60, this is 1990. It says 62, 66, and 7 months, which is actually 67. Then he said, women work another 3 years, seven. Okay, so actually, they raised Social Security in 1990.
Right.
But they keep talking about they doing it, okay? And this is another thing he don't tell you. As long as we don't have another pandemic where we have to stop working, ain't nobody putting into the system, we are cool. The reason that they're making a big deal about, because say, I work for Express, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever my set, and I, at the end of the year, I made $500 to my Social Security. Now, Express has to match that $500 and send it to Washington, to Treasury as $1,000. That's what this is all about. Whatever your Social Security say at the end of the year that you made, that you put in, the company you make, you work for, have to put in the same amount. And all that is set together when they file their income tax.
Okay.
That's what this is about. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fact. That's why I tell people that. That's why I tell people they got good jobs. Like, say, they've been working for the hotels all their life. Right? If you look, because I gotta do it, right? I said, do you know what you're going to get if you go out at 62? He said, yeah. I said, well, how much? $1,700. I said, why are we having this conversation? You mean to tell me you can't live off $1,700 and your kids are grown and you had no bills to pay, hardly? Well, let the gas and water? He said, you know, you're right. I said, damn right. Shit.
Oh, yeah,
I'm living off. Huh?
That do make sense. Like, if you don't have no if your kids are grown, you should be able to make it. I didn't know.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you can still work. You can still, what they're going to do, they tell you, all right, Mr. So-and-so, you're making this, you made this much. But we want you to don't go over this number. All right? So as long as you don't go over that number by the end of the year, you cool. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, my number was $1,400. Hmm. You let everybody in the world know I'm not going to make no $1,400 in a year. I laughed at the next. Why you laugh? You must be a fool. Think I'm going to make that much money.
Well, if you work a month, that's $1,400.
No, it's not. Oh, we're not over a whole year. Oh, no, you're right. Excuse me. $14,000.
Oh, okay,
right.
Yeah, that's
$14,000. But anyway, I just made $10,000 last year because I make $13.50.
Yeah, see?
But no, and I didn't work all year every day.
Mm-mm.
Okay? So this year, Now that I got me in there, now I'm really going to dial it back. Okay?
Yeah.
Shoot. I'm going to start hanging out. I mean, not hanging. I'm going to start going places. Yeah. This shit about to come to an end. I got to go see the four dummies on the wall and shit.
Yo,
you know what I mean?
Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, that's the good. That's it. At least you caught on. And if you can, and tomorrow, matter of fact, tomorrow, I'm going to send you, because I'm an indigenous DNA Native American. They took the four greatest chiefs and put up there. Which I, what they call that? Well, it's really called superimposure. What they call it now? You take something and put on top of something now? That's probably, what you put, but y'all take one picture and put on another picture.
Oh, Photoshop. Which,
yeah, they call it Photoshop now, but it's really called superimposure. It was invented by Disney's, it was invented by Disney's guys back in the 60s. But you can't sell superimposure today, and you're going to try, you got to give it another name. So they call it Spotify. So, you know, that's how it go. So I'm sending you that picture. That's who should be up there. Because this nigga, them four niggas, ain't did nothing for nobody. But get in the way.
Mm.
All right, so y'all take care. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us. All righty.